Well, there's 328 different species of parrot around the world, and the kakapo has to be the strangest of the lot. It's certainly the fattest, and it's the biggest, 2 feet long from the tip of its beak to the end of its tail. And it walks around as though it's got the whole world on its shoulders, because it always walks horizontally, and it looks very sad and forlorn all the time. And I suppose it's got quite good reason to be, because it's only ever been found in New Zealand, but at one time it was spread over the entire country, all over North Island, all over South Island. It was very common. It was actually an important source of food for explorers when they first arrived in New Zealand. But over the years, since the Europeans have been arriving in larger and larger numbers and have been introducing predators like cats, dogs, rats, stoats, ferrets and so on, and they've been clearing land for agriculture, kakapo's been having serious problems, and its range has reduced to such an extent that the last ones disappeared from either of the two main islands just a few years ago. And they are now only still surviving thanks to the conservation efforts in New Zealand, catching them in the wild and taking them to the two safe islands, Codfish and Little Barrier Island. Naturally, in the wild, they like to live fairly high up mountain and hillside slopes, usually around the 1,000 meter mark, and in areas where there's lots of rain. And it's that part of the country where they set up their track and bowl systems for the males to boom to attract the females, and that's where they find most of their food. They're actually quite fussy eaters, and they go through phases where they like one food more than another, but over a period of several years they'll eat a whole variety of flowers, seeds, roots, stems, leaves, bits of bark, and from a whole range of different plants, from tiny little mountainside plants to quite large trees. Amazingly little is known about how the kakapos actually breed and the number of eggs they lay and this kind of thing, simply because there have been so few of them since the studies began. It's thought that they lay just a single egg, although in the past there have been records of as many as two or three in a nest, and that the chicks, once they've hatched, stay with the mothers for maybe 3 months, maybe a little more, and then they're kicked out and they have to look after themselves. But since only one kakapo chick has been seen in the wild this century, it's been a really difficult picture to piece together.